I'm Jay Adande. Next week on Only a Game, the debate over lacrosse helmets for girls enters a new chapter. But now, Charlie Pierce is here with this week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, J.A.
As Kentucky Derby weekend approached, I found it hard to get excited about a horse race after more than 20 horses had to be put down at Santa Anita in California this season. What's your level of enthusiasm for an event that feels increasingly from another era?
I'm one of the few people of my generation that still goes for the romance and the history, but the industry was in a lot of trouble anyway. With casino gambling and everything else, its economics weren't feasible before all this happened, and now the sport could be in terminal shape.
I've always found it interesting that the same people that you see posting on social media about rescue dogs and, you know, all these animal rights activists, they're the same ones that come Derby week, they're putting on their hats and saying, I'm so excited for the Kentucky Derby, when this sport does put these beautiful animals at risk.
You know, it was the Louisville Courier-Journal in an admirable piece of local reporting said that Churchill Downs is one of the deadliest racetracks in America and that lost 43 horses since 2016. That's almost three per 1,000 starts, and that's 50% higher than the national average. People may not understand the relationship between casino gambling and racetrack gambling, but people understand beautiful dead animals.
Exactly. That is dire.
And if the beautiful dead animals start piling up, you've got an image problem you can't overcome.
Well, Charlie, the signed score sheet from the March 2nd, 1962 NBA game in which Wilt Chamberlain dropped 100 points, well, that sold last weekend for $214,000. Well, actually, for $214,579. How do you explain that? $579?
The $9 is what won it for the guy. The guy probably bid $9 more than the other guy. I did not know that the score sheet existed, and if you had told me it existed, I would have said for sure it was in the Basketball Hall of Fame. But it was, you know, it was up for private auction, and the guy who bought it is anonymous, and we'll find out it's Charlie Sheen at some point. I'm fairly sure of that. I really wish it was up there in Springfield where we could all go and look at it.
That actually seems a little low to me. I mean, that is the Mount Olympus, you could say, of basketball, the 100-point game. No one's even really come close to it, if you think about it. I mean, 214, I think somebody got off a little light. At least bid him up to 214, 580 or something.
Well, I'm not a high roller like you are. Maybe it's because it's one step removed from Wilt himself. I mean, if it was the ball or his shoes or his uniform or something, you would get a gigantic price. But this is basically, you know, some guy who worked in Hershey, Pennsylvania, who got picked to keep score that night.
His notes.
Yeah, exactly. What's the most famous sports event you ever covered?
Wow. I've been to some of them.
Just pick one. Pick one.
The Game 6 when Ray Allen hit the shot against the Spurs.
Sell your notebook immediately. Put your notebook up for auction right now. You'd settle for $200,000. I would, certainly. For my notebook from the sixth game of the World Series in 1986.
Well, on Tuesday night, Yankees pitcher CC Sabathia became just the third lefty with 3,000 career strikeouts. Will he reach 4,000? If so, when?
I don't know. 25 years from now, the guy's a freak of nature. I mean, he looks like the center fielder on your beer league softball team. But now he's got 3,000 strikeouts. That puts him in the Hall of Fame, as far as I'm concerned.
Really? That's
the threshold. 3,000 strikeouts? Absolutely.
My thing is, we still value this number when people strike out all the time now and pitchers are racking up strikeouts left and right. Like, a 10-strikeout game isn't even that big a deal these days.
Well, maybe not, but 3,000 strikeouts is still, you know, I mean, if you look at the people immediately above CC Sabathia, Smoltz is in the Hall of Fame. Schilling isn't yet, but he probably should be. Then the next three are Gibson, Pedro Martinez, and Fergie Jenkins. So the guy is in company, let's put it that way.
The NFL held its 2019 draft last week in Nashville. It drew a record 600,000 people. So I guess it's safe to say that the decision to take the draft out of New York and turn it into sort of a traveling roadshow was a good idea, huh?
Yeah. Oh, we love these. You know, America loves these spectacles now where you have the giant crowds outside and the people inside, and even something as endlessly tedious as the NFL draft can draw that many people. Now, I wouldn't try it again. I'd find another city next year. You know, Las Vegas, maybe. Who knows?
I mean, can you imagine being the guy at the back of that 600,000-person crowd? Like, can you even see the stage? And even if you could, what are you watching? You're watching a big guy in an ill-fitting suit walk across the stage and put on a hat.
Well, you know, there are people who sat a mile and a half away at Woodstock and claim to be sitting in Jimi Hendrix's lap now. So, you know, the story will get better as the years go by.
And finally, Charlie, we're halfway through the final season of Game of Thrones, and the sports world is getting in on the fun. Would you like to introduce us to the delicacy that the Hartford Yard Goats fans will be enjoying on May 11th?
Another great minor league baseball team of whom I need a T-shirt desperately. They're calling it the Seven Kingdoms Burger, which has all kinds of ketchup, which makes it look bloody, and something called Dragon Bacon, and the Sriracha Ketchup, which means that your mouth will be on fire when it's done, and it looks completely unhealthy, and I'm dying to try one.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Sports Illustrated, and he joins us each week here at Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, J.A.